Donald Pendergast, a 2020 grad of the full-time MBA program, has always had an entrepreneurial itch. Even in his previous career in higher ed advancement, he was constantly thinking of ways to shake things up and pursued innovative ideas to help businesses on the side. Now an analyst with Seattle-based consulting firm Slalom, Pendergast says he's long had an interest in building community around small businesses, and in the past decade, he's explored different ways to embrace the buy local movement and connect small businesses to each other to help them compete with big box chains. In 2012, he started developing an idea to create a mobile app-based loyalty program that could be used among several small businesses. While he was a UConn MBA student, he started subscribing to CSAs, Community Supported Agriculture, and noticed something at the farms and farmers markets he often visited on the weekends.
One of the things I came across were farms who actually were selling not just their goods, but goods from other places. And it dawned on me that they were doing what I think I wanted to do, was actually pulling together and bundling, if you will, around products that are similar, that either complement each other or simply just maybe in a sense, kind of what you find at the farmer's market.
He also saw the need for farmers, artisans, and other makers to have more reliable revenue streams, as well as time to focus on growing and creating the goods that they're selling.
If you are a farmer, that is your primary passion, your primary interest, and that's great. You might have a little bit of bandwidth to help with sales. You may have a little bit of bandwidth to help with marketing, but you don't necessarily have the bandwidth to go and run around, go and find the next customer for somebody else. And in some cases, you know, artisans, makers, growers, they love, you know, the cherry pie that they make. Everyone loves their cherry pie. That's why they opened their business. But they don't really have experience either running that business or running a sales operation or knowing how to market themselves or really knowing how to grow their business. And so, on numerous occasions, customer discovery interviews, that's what we saw. We saw business owners that knew how to make their thing, but didn't know necessarily how to go about finding more people to sell to. And instead, you know, this hope and pray method of, hey, if I get into that farmer's market on Sunday, I'll pay a fee to be there. I'll bring 50 bags of my stuff. And I will hope that the weather's good, that people are there, and that they're interested in buying from me.
He started thinking about what he initially called FarmBox, which has evolved into Curated CT, launched as a pilot program in October.
It really comes down to making this buy local movement easy. If I had to go back to that sort of like cliched Silicon Valley formula, it's sort of Trunk Club meets Connecticut Magazine. I tell people to stop living vicariously through the Food Network and reading things about that really cool ice cream parlor down the street. Go and experience it. And so this is really about allowing people the time to do that. It's also a great way for small businesses to get promoted, to have a new sales channel, a new platform to sell their products, and really a chance to, hopefully, if all goes well, have a reliable, recurring revenue source. So this is really about how can we promote small business? How can we make it easy for people to experience those things, have those local moments, and make it worthwhile for the small business to exist. The strategy here and the intention behind this is to really strike a balance between what people call convenience and also this interest and need that people have to maintaining the social aspect of shopping. Mm. There's a reason we enjoy, those of us that do, going to farmers markets. There's a reason you enjoy talking to the person who's maybe putting some, you know, fresh produce or a candle or a freshly baked loaf of bread into your bag. You get to talk to them. You know, they either made it for you, they work for the person who made it for you, they're involved in the process, and there's a relationship you get to build there.
Relationships and connections like the ones he made at UConn are the reasons his idea became a reality, Pendergast says.
I don't know that I was thinking about Curated CT when I got to UConn. I was intentional about getting into the startup scene and the entrepreneurship scene at UConn, which I was familiar with and very excited to engage with. And it wasn't until a classmate of mine, Shelby, asked me if I was going to be pitching in the Get Seated event through the CCEI, the Connecticut Center for Entrepreneurship and Innovation. And I had no idea what she was talking about. So sure enough, got the flyer, looked it up. And initially I started helping her with her idea. She also pitched in the event and was successful. She pointed out to me that I had my own idea. I need to run with it. That's where Curated CT really got its start and pitching at Get Seated. And through that event, receiving not only the $1,000 prize from pitching, but also getting a lot of positive feedback, which was really scary to get. I was expecting, oh, nice idea, but, and I would sum up the feedback I got that night as just go do it.
The only thing standing in his way was himself. Thankfully, he connected with a few helpful and encouraging peers in the MBA program, as well as staff at CCEI, who provided the push he needed.
I have to thank Jen Murphy in the CCEI. She has been such a terrific friend through this, someone I can talk to, someone that has been willing to brainstorm and think and be a critic and really guide me through some of the process and put some structure around the thinking as we've come up with this. And not only was that true when I was a student for 2 years, but since then, we've kept in touch. The CCEI continues to be something that is beneficial to me as an entrepreneur, to me as an alumnus, and is also something that I can give back to UConn students through.
Like just about everything else, Curated CT was impacted by the pandemic. But after months of isolation and shutdowns, the sense of community baked into the business is even more needed now, Pendergast says.
There was a lot of work put in for sure while I still was a student. And when we went to remote learning and remote working in the spring of 2020, I think I was at a point where I really wanted to launch, but wasn't quite sure how that was going to work. And one of the things that we're taking advantage of in partnering with small business is leveraging their physical locations. So this first box as part of this pilot, and hopefully beyond, the pickup actually happens at Hog River Brewery in the Parkville neighborhood in Hartford. So when everything got shut down, it was a real question of where is that pickup event going to be? No doubt I could still contact vendors and bakers and cheesemakers and the chocolatiers and things. But how's that going to work? There was a lot going on. And fortunately, I think a lot of what we identified a year and a half ago, a year ago, still rings true today. And there's even arguably a bigger need for this now. And if nothing else, a big need just to have some sense of community. I think that's been one of the biggest outcomes. I mean, I can safely say that if Curated CT is ultimately unsuccessful beyond this, it has been such a wonderful opportunity to connect with new people, reconnect with old familiar faces in the Hartford area. That's been pretty awesome.